This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine appealed Thursday for its Western allies to send tanks to help Ukrainian forces battle a Russian military that it said has a substantial quantitative advantage in troops, weapons, and military equipment. In a joint statement, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov expressed gratitude towards 50 countries that have already helped strengthen Ukraine's defenses. Meanwhile, a team of Ukrainians is in Cambodia's northwest Battambang province Thursday, learning techniques for removing landmines from experts at the Cambodian Mine Action Center, or CMAC. Since Russia invaded Ukraine last February, the country has been working on cleaning thousands of mines left across its territory. Thursday, the team of 15 Ukrainians was led to a minefield where CMAC officials demonstrated the use of ground-penetrating radar in the detection of mines and controlled detonations of several mines at the site. Ukraine State Emergency Services demining expert Arseniy Diadchenko said learning how to use the system is going to be helpful to his team.
It's very important how to know how to provide the mining, how to operate by them. It was very quickly and fast. But I think our officers are so intelligent for operating these metal detectors and ground penetration radars in Ukraine. And it will be very helpful for clean our territory from Russian mines.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Thursday she's leaving office. Ardern's empathetic handling of the nation's worst mass shooting in 2019 and her health-driven response to the COVID-19 pandemic led her to become an international icon. But she faced mounting criticism at home. Fighting back tears as she spoke at a news conference in Napier Thursday, Ardern said February 7th will be her last day as Prime Minister. This is VOA News. Pfizer Pharmaceutical Company Chief Executive Albert Bourla said Thursday the biggest obstacle he and his company faced during the COVID-19 pandemic was the political challenge. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Pfizer's chief executive has said the biggest obstacle the company and other vaccine makers faced during the COVID-19 outbreak was politics. Albert Bourla, who was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, said issues such as vaccine efficacy or vaccine delivery were all politicized. He added that protectionism as a result of fear meant the governments closed down borders. This made it difficult to export vaccines or bring in raw materials needed to make them. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, climate activist Greta Thunberg said Thursday, public activism and pressure is the only way to see real action taken on climate change. During a roundtable discussion between climate campaigners and the International Energy Agency head Fatih Birol in Davos, Thunberg said said the global energy industry will not act with the kind of pressure that activism brings.
Right now, the changes that we need are not very likely to come from the inside. Rather, I believe they will come from the bottom up, so to speak. Because without public pressure, without massive public pressure from the outside, at least in my experience, these people are going to go as far as they possibly can. As long as they can get away with it, they will continue to invest in fossil fuels. They will continue to throw people under the bus for their own gain.
Thunberg said she and other activists have presented a cease and desist letter to chief executives of energy companies at the World Economic Forum, calling on them to stop opening new oil, gas, and coal extraction sites. Families of Americans wrongfully detained in China are calling on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to bring up American detainee cases during his meetings with top Chinese leaders in Beijing next month. Blinken is expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, China's top diplomat, and China Communist Party Politburo member Wang Yi, as well as newly appointed Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang, according to diplomatic sources. Meanwhile, the U.S. is urging U.S. citizens who plan to travel to China to exercise increased caution due to wrongful detentions in the country. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.